Blog Talk Radio.
This is very odd. I do not know what is going on, but it looks like we are on the air. I don't know if the callers or listeners heard the last couple minutes, or I don't know, it's about a minute of music and the announcements that the system is down and isn't going to be able to accommodate us, but we are indeed on the air. So hooray for that. 914-338-0164 is the call number. Please press 1 if you'd like to speak with us. Also, we invite you to join us on Facebook and on Twitter. Those accounts are linked under our Blog Talk Radio profile, Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic. And today is the 22nd. So 12 years ago today, I was still here. Still here. So I had arrived on the 20th in the afternoon, late afternoon, got lost, of course, no surprise there, ended up on the near the oil rigs, had to have you direct me back. And then I arrived around 4:30 or 5 p.m., stayed quite late. And then we continued to do work on the 21st, and then the 22nd was a kind of the revealing day. So the revealing day.
Yeah, we worked quite extensively first with readings and the third.
You were trying to brainwash me.
Yeah.
You were doing this like spinning a large pot, trying to wake my chakras up to the truth you already knew. Anyway, it was interesting. The 22nd was an interesting day.
Everything adds up to an ultimate journey. Things about psychic energy is that if you're aware of the journey and what you have to go through, you still have to do the scenario. You have to play the part, you have to do the lines, and you have to follow through. Knowing actors, when they're in movies, they know the end of the movie. But when they're acting, they have to act like they don't know the end of the movie, unless it's written that way. So in the process of life, most of us go through life not really knowing the conclusion or where things are going to end up. Psychics are split in two categories. There can be psychics that are very good about reading other people and their own lives they're not very good at, or people are close to them, they're not that good at, because it's too close for the energy field. They have to be more objective. And then there are those psychics who are more omniscient and aware of everything and what needs to be done, even if it's painful.
That would be your category. Which, I mean, is like, I mean, going through life knowing what the heartbreaks would be, knowing what the tests would be, the pain, physical and otherwise, that you go through, having to face that, knowing you're going to have to endure it and keep spirit high is pretty remarkable. But
well, it's difficult. I mean, especially since I'm a writer, too. While I'm speaking, I'm visualizing the dialogue I'm reciting. I see it. and I see how things are supposed to be written and what's supposed to go on and how I'm supposed to react. I mean, it is a little mind-blowing. And at the same time, you have to keep your personal world intact, your personal knowledge intact about what's going on, even though your performance may seem as though you're just in shock or ignorant or just at the moment creating whatever you can out of any given situation. But when you've been given the script to your life and you see it and you memorize it and then you have to go back and perform it, it becomes, it's an odd situation because you're, the best way I could put it is you're an actor. You're aware of this, you're aware of the dialogue. You're aware of how you're supposed to act. And at the same time, you're supposed to kind of act ignorant, but with that awareness in hand.
No, you're really good at acting ignorant.
Yeah, that's one of my tricks.
Well, it's a, I mean, you do well at acting ignorant. So now you don't fool me as much as you used to. I mean,
yeah, it's a shame.
Yeah, it is a shame. Well, we have callers, by the way.
Oh, so let's get to our callers. And that was in the script. We have callers anyways, if that's what you're supposed to say. And I'm now reciting what I'm supposed to say, and these people coming on are part of the script too.
Right, they are. Anyway.
They're
walk-ons. Say anyway. Right. They're walk-ons.
Uh-huh.
They would actually, if we were doing like a film role, they would get like, you know, a point towards their SAG card because they're not just extras. Okay.
But unlike any show, any psychic show you might listen to, our callers are going to be reciting what they already know. They're reading off of a script. So
right.
They're saying
you
they already memorized.
You shouldn't.
So they're reading, they're actually reading the script as it's on.
Yeah, you should not.
Just to make it more.
You should not say that. Then that makes us sound like complete idiots. Okay, 516, hi.
Hi, how are you?
We're fine. Who's calling?
You know,
happy Friday.
Well.
Thanks. Your name, please.
My name is Rosie.
Okay, Rosie.
Is that with an E or not an E?
That's with an E, R-O-S-I-E.
That's okay. Rosie, and you're calling from the East Coast, it looks like, right? Somewhere on the
New
East
York,
Coast?
New York. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what's your birth date?
January 16th, 1976.
Okay. We're just adding up your birth date, so give us a second. What is it?
31.
Okay.
Why am I so slow? Okay, I want to make sure. 6, 7, 8. Yeah. Okay. 13, 14, 5. You have a very, your voice is a, you seem very organized. Like you're a
I
very
am.
Organized.
Very much so.
Type A kind of personality. 6, 7, 8.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I mean, just from your voice, that's what I'm hearing. But what's your question?
So I feel like I am ready to find love. I'm open to the possibility of falling in love. So I'm wondering if I will meet anybody soon. Because I just feel like I'm ready.
Okay. So let's first of all, well, your karmic number is 31 and your master number is 4. And 31 is, I mean, 4 is the heart energy. So we're talking about the fourth chakra. And, but 31 happens to be a broken, an uneven heart energy. Additionally, you've got an 11 in your first two numbers, which signifies that there have been problems in relationships, especially in your, well, I mean, it could follow you through your life up to this point,
mm-hmm.
but especially mm-hmm. in your younger years. So, were there any family problems, divorce, alcoholism in the family unit?
So I think it's safe to say that my parents didn't have a good marriage.
Okay, so they stayed together, but they didn't have a good marriage.
No, correct.
Okay. So we're still, well, that still counts. And then for you, you would have had a change in 2007 at the age of 31. And have you been divorced?
Okay.
Are you divorced or just never married?
No, I've never been married. I've never been married. No.
Okay. So in 2007, there would have been a change of some sort. Could have been a job change or a move. I know it's hard sometimes to go back to so far in the past, especially when you're focused on your question that you have right now.
When I was 27, it was a tremendous breakup I had. Tremendous.
At 27?
I mean, it was so tremendous that it was like, yeah, I was 27 years old. It was so devastating to me. I think that was just the beginning of like a just different life for me. I just saw at that when I had that experience, I saw relationships very differently.
Okay.
And then I had met someone after that, and I thought like I would never meet, like I thought I would never like love again. And then I met someone like shortly after that, and like I loved him tremendously. So there was like two people in my life that I felt strong soulmate connection, almost marriage, but it just didn't materialize.
Okay. Well, the breakup happened at 27.
Right.
So you would have been approaching a change. Yeah, it's 4 years before, you're right. It's 4 years before 31, but also it's a year before a change, 28. So your life goes in cycles of four from birth to death.
There's a 1 year difference.
And there's a 1 year difference, so that's right. 27, right? 27, 31. Yeah, exactly.
The following year is 28.
Thank you. So the following year is 28 when you have cycle from birth to death, but 27, 31 minus 27 is four. Then at 31, cycles of four start occurring. But this happened really on a cycle if you're going backwards. The breakup that you had. So right now, Rosie, you're on the the 12th cycle of your master number four. You're 48 years old?
Yes.
So there should be a change coming up this year. And that change could possibly, very possibly, involve relationships. I mean, your code's interesting. You're 7-6 in your year. 76 adds up to 13.
Yeah.
Inverted, that's 31, your karmic number. I suspect you're going to be meeting someone in your 48th year.
Okay.
Neil, do you have any? We're gonna try to pick up some psychic things as well.
Oh, thank you so much.
But I'm going to let Neil take over for a minute, and then I'm going to be recording my observations since I've been talking or not.
Okay.
We're going to switch off.
Okay, Rosie.
Hi, Neil.
Hi. You see, what you've got in your code, and it's not that difficult, but you notice you have a 6 in your day, and you also have a 6 in your year. And then your whole day is 16, which is a 7, which that number reappears in your year. So what it means is that you had to go through a certain amount of significant karma to get to this idea that you're ready to be in love. And love involves the heart chakra, if you will, which is 4, the 4 chakra, which is your master number. And you're about to enter a phase in which the universe has to sort of oblige you in this department of relationship. But the reason that you're ready for it now, you're really following a path of karma. So you may think, well, I'm ready for it now, but you're also following a path line that is suggesting you're ready for it. So you got two things going on. Now I want to ask you something. Anyone, in any way, shape, or form throughout your history, did anyone ever have a broken bone or was on a cast or worked in the field of medicine?
Broken bone. Okay, you mean like anyone that I know?
Anyone.
Yes.
Okay, so answer that question.
Just, I mean, who was it? Answer that question.
So my mother had a broken wrist. That's about it.
Okay.
And someone that works in the field of medicine?
Yeah.
Yes, I know. I mean, I used to work in the field of medicine.
Oh.
What did you do?
Was it? Well, I didn't work with medicine. It was the subject matter of medicine. That's first of all. Subject matter of medicine.
What was it? What did you do?
Administrative?
I was an executive assistant.
Yeah.
And
I
worked for
administrative.
Somebody. Yeah.
Go ahead.
He is an attorney. And he's also a PhD, and he is a doctor of medicine. So there you go.
Yeah.
Okay. So these validations, you see, in the big, big, giant book of how we bring things together to answer your specific question, we have to look at footnotes, and we have to look at little expositions of details that may not seem related, but they are. They are related. So first line, you're going to be in a relationship, probably this year, within a year, you're going to be in one. You're getting ready for it because you're getting ready for somewhat of a rebirth.
Okay.
And that will include, during this time, you may think to yourself, you know, I want to redecorate my home or rearrange things. I'm feeling a little bit restless. I should rearrange something in the home. That may start to occur if it hasn't already.
Isn't that what people do when they're pregnant? I mean, like right about to give birth. So, I mean, you're talking about rebirthing. And when you have a baby, you start to, what is it? I forgot what the word is. You know, there's a word for it.
Something along that
Or they
line.
Start to.
The other is.
Prepare the home.
That there may be some question about when you meet somebody. There may be some question over religion. Are you strict about your religion, or are you more loose-minded about meeting somebody of the opposite religion?
I'm open to it.
Are you Catholic?
I'm open to it. I am Roman Catholic, yes.
Yes, so I,
So you're open to it, meaning that you have a certain... Your door is ajar. It's a little bit open, but you're not totally enthusiastic. You're just letting it.
Yeah, listen, would I prefer to be someone who's Roman Catholic? Yes, that's my number one preference.
Yeah.
Do I feel that there's probably other good sutures out there that from a different religion? Yes, there are, because that's a possibility. Everything is a possibility.
Well, there's a likelihood that this person... I would say that the scale is about 60%. They'll be Roman Catholic.
Yeah, that would be good to have them be the same religion.
I think that's going to be a little bit closer to that scale as we speak, because you have different men options in this lifetime that are scattered over many lifetimes. The other is, have you ever dyed or colored your hair?
Yes, I have. I do color it. I get it. I get a single process because I have grays, and I also highlight my hair.
Okay. So we're getting closer to this individual. Since you asked a specific question, we're getting closer. Now, according to common names, forget about how common it is. Have you ever known anyone named Robert?
No.
Okay, so I'm getting a Charles or a Charlie. Sorry to butt in here. Anyone by that name?
No.
I mean Chuck or Chuck. Chuck, Charlie, Charles.
Okay.
No?
No.
So these are probably the shadows of people coming in.
Okay.
And they may be landmarks. They may not be that person, that special person, but they may be landmarks. Because I see you, well, first of all, I see you on a subway, on transit.
Yes.
And I have a picture of you on that. Do you take transit or subway?
I do take transit, yes.
And what's your current job?
I'm an administrative assistant, senior admin, and I work for an investment management firm in New York City.
Yeah, I thought you were administrative assistant. You have that.
Yeah,
presentation.
You're about to meet somebody. But when I say that, we've got a window of about somewhere within 12 months, but you're going to be in a relationship.
So it's okay. Good news. You know, not everybody gets that. So
no. Yeah.
No.
So that
be
helps.
Grateful.
You
that
can
that
ask
that
any other
in.
Specific question if you want. I do see three siblings or three individuals. Were there three in your family altogether, or did you have two other siblings?
Yes, there's three altogether in my family. I have an older sister and older brother.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
So that's what we think, Rosie. At least that's where I'm going.
Yeah, well, I already said it, so before you did.
And what happened when she was 31?
31, she couldn't really identify, but it was the 4 years prior.
Oh.
That was the breakup.
Okay.
Yeah, so we got all that. Okay, well, you're always welcome to call us again.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good luck.
Bye. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Okay, 614. Hi.
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 Hello, can you hear me?
We can.
My concern is a lot less serious than the last caller. I don't know. Seems kind of petty, but it's focused.
No, everything's game here. What's your name, though, first of all?
Sophie.
Hmm?
Filson?
Sophie?
Filson. F-I-L-S-O-N.
Oh, it's Filson. Filson.
Yes.
Sorry. Okay, hi. Sorry. Did not hear you well. And interesting, you're the same karmic master number as this other woman. And you just called. So what is your birth age? Where is your birth age? Go ahead with your question.
My question is, in class, because I'm currently taking massage classes to get my certification.
Right.
And there's just, like, in the beginning I was uneasy because I kind of have a bit of social anxiety, but it was going pretty well. But lately it just seems like there's few people that have tension with me, and it's people that I don't really talk to, and I'm not sure if it's just in my head or if it's real, but it kind of gives me, like, I would try to be, because I'm not great with social interactions, so I'd try to get out of my comfort zone and, like, speak. And then, so I say things sometimes that are funny to people, but sometimes they laugh, and then it feels like they're laughing at me. And it seems like it's continuously, like, two people that I've kind of felt negative energy from day one. I was just wondering if there's anything to that, or if it's just something that's in my head.
Well, I think you're probably accurate picking up that there's something amiss in the energy field. If you feel like there's, you know, if you're sensing that they don't like you or they're treating you differently than they treat other people, I think that's probably accurate. As far as what you can do about it, I mean, that's another matter altogether.
You know, when we look at karma, Filson, and we think about past lives, there could have been a past life where you were the kind of person that made fun of people and you picked on people. You have a 5 in your month. So that's communication. And it's on your karmic side.
And
it drops
to
the next number to a 1. So it drops 4. So we could assume that you might have been in a past life someone who maybe gossiped. That's, you know, normal, but it happens.
Challenge.
Or picked on people.
Oh, yeah.
So what happens is the karma now follows you, and you have to kind of make up for it. And it could be, some of it could be the part of just your own subjective upbringing, thinking that maybe you were taught to think those things, or you were conditioned. And the rest of it would be a mixture of past life experiences, and plus the fact that maybe some of it's accurate. It's something you have to overcome ultimately, because your five, you see, you have a, when you look at your first two numbers, five and one, there's a four in the middle because it drops four. But that 5-4 becomes a 9, which is in your year, and then the 4 is the following number in your year, which brings up balance. So you're probably experiencing a mixture of accurate feelings, subjective feelings due to your upbringing, and then karma that you produced. Now, in being a massage therapist, what you're doing is you're massaging really out karma. Really what you're doing now is you're applying your hands on people to knead, if you will, out their karma, K-N-E-A-D. You're following through on your karmic responsibility to take away pain. And you take it in. So if you feel like you're being ridiculed or laughed at, guess what? When you're doing massage therapy, you're going to be taking in karma too, and it could be incorporated in your own hands until you know how to, you know, access that energy and get rid of it. Some massage therapists just basically rub their hands together and act like it's dust and they throw it off their hands. Others internalize the action, and they just visualize the energy going away. Some massage therapists don't even think about these things, but the ones that do may think, okay, well, I'm getting rid of this energy. I'm going to be simultaneously getting rid of it so it doesn't stay in my own body. So all those things matter, and you're entering a realm that was necessary for you. This is the best route for you to follow in order to assume and then eliminate your karma and replace it with something of high energy. Now, when you say, real briefly, when you say that people make fun of you or laugh behind your back, give us the most concrete example you can.
Well, I will, because it's just going to sound really dumb when I say it, but I'm going to say it anyway. Last night I had an evening class, and basically we were talking about pounding and beating and percussion. And at one point I like beat my chest. And then the one person is like, no, she did not just do that. And then a group of them started laughing, including the teacher, I think. And so it was just a little bit,
made you
triggering
feel comfortable
for me.
And yeah. Like turned on by not only the class but the teacher.
Yeah,
she beat on her chest.
Yeah.
And they all laughed and
what?
Said they did not. She did not just do that. Well, I don't know. I don't want to speculate.
Well, didn't they say to do that?
No, they didn't say to do that. But they were talking about percussion and beat pound. I mean, obviously, percussion is percussive. Hand gestures or hand movements on the body is a part of certain massage techniques. But so that's what they were talking about, correct?
Yeah, that's what we were talking about. She was demonstrating it on another student, and we were just talking about it. And I guess I asked a question that was similar, that had something to do with it. And then after I finished asking that question, I just started beating my chest because I thought it was going to be funny, but then like as a joke, but then because I try to be sometimes the class clown because I like lighter energy, and then instead of like laughing with me, it seemed like the way it was done, it just seemed like they were laughing at me.
No,
like, and I felt like an outsider
there. Okay, I'm gonna let Kristen give her opinion, but I want to say something. They are absolutely ignorant. They're idiots. Number one, what you did was very creative. Number two, you pounded the heart center of your body. And you're four.
It's in Tarzan. Doesn't Tarzan do that?
Well, Tarzan does it. But
yeah,
what you did was you symbolized the idea of bringing one back to life. Because that's what you do if someone's having a heart attack. You sometimes pound on their heart. You jolt the energy. Those people are ignorant. they should have rewarded you with, that was classically innovative.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that.
Also, the first sound of percussion is the heartbeat. So your problem is that you took it too personally. Your solution is you're smarter than they are. I applaud what you did, and they're idiots. I'll say it right here. They're idiots. And if they laughed at you, well, let them have karma, because that's not what they should have done. They should have rewarded your creative mind and ingested the meaning behind what you were doing, even though it wasn't your intention to operate on that meaning, but you did. So what you did was brilliant, and what they did was stupidity.
Yeah, I mean, you know, tribal situation, I think, for sure. Past life, you're feeling like the odd man out. And, you know, it's unfortunate. How many months do you have left of this class? And your teacher's an idiot. I mean, not only are the students an idiot, the teacher is an idiot to go along with the students. You know, that the teacher should have control of the class. She shouldn't join in mocking you or making a joke out of what you did at all. So how many months left do you have of the class?
I think I have like 2 or 3 months, maybe.
Yeah, you don't have that much time left.
What's the class?
It's massage therapy. She's going to be a massage therapist. And, you know, the problem, too, is that, you know, we're dealing with people's chakras, the body, and their emotions, doing massage therapy, and then this backbiting in a classroom does not promote well-being outside the classroom. You know, people working on others' bodies, and this is the attitude that they hold.
Heard the phrase, the beat of a different drummer. Your problem is that you don't limit your existence by always evaluating that you must be doing something wrong, and your social anxiety is nothing but fog. I don't determine that your social anxiety is a brick wall you'll never be able to. It's fog. It obstructs your thinking, but it's fog. What I would say if I were you is I have no social anxiety. I have no fear about social anxiety. That's a psychological fog net that I don't have to feel. Like, I can't walk through it and clear it. So the challenge I put to you is stop thinking that. If it takes therapy, whatever, get rid of it. It's only going to hamper you, and it's unnecessary. If you want to talk about it, that's fine. If you want to resolve it, fine, but get rid of it. It's a ridiculous thing for you to carry in your life because there's nothing threatening about it.
Right. That's true. I just think that I always feel like I'm fine, but then it's just moments like this that make me feel like there is something off or odd about me, and then I go back to thinking maybe I shouldn't.
Well, like, if you keep, you know, again, you're confusing your mind. If you keep this as a sort of dilemma issue that you ultimately will always have to face at some point, you haven't gotten rid of it. So what you're doing is you're recycling your excuses right now. Quit thinking that it's something that you ultimately will meet in your life. If you meet it, ignore it. Don't set it up like it's going to be an obstacle at some point. Let's get through this lifetime. Don't repeat this nonsense.
Is there anything that I should have done differently in the moment? Because I woke up like kind of like yesterday, I was thinking
like
to myself.
Crap.
Yeah.
Say here, yeah,
I know,
you should have woken
I feel,
up and say they are ignorant, they know not what they do, and I go by a different drummer, and what I do is actually more significant than anything they would have done. That's what you should do. You should highlight your ego in this regard and not try to analyze. They did it because they're stupid. They're idiots. So just accept that.
And go on
in life. Thinking you don't have to hate human beings. You don't. Your attitude is one of self-esteem.
What's unfortunate.
And doing what is, you're more unique.
What's unfortunate is that the person leading the class is dropping to the level of these people in the class, and that's who's teaching you. That's not good.
See, don't confuse yourself.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm laughing at the situation we have here in the house.
Why you have to feel this way?
Crazy animal.
It won't work in my book of analysis.
You've got to be quiet.
So I would replace it with thoughts of self-esteem and keep your original thinking and do what you feel is creatively appropriate at the moment. Don't worry about what people are thinking. As long as it doesn't hurt anybody.
Relax. Okay, thank you guys. That really actually helped me. I felt like I was angry when I woke up, but I feel like there was sadness under. And I know that because I started crying.
Yeah.
Well, you got some kind of crisis in your upbringing that's getting in your way. And then maybe, you know, you'll think about what that crisis is and let it go. But don't set your forth on a creative step of the rest of your life with this kind of nonsense. It's nonsense. It may have come from something that you experienced, but, you know, get over it, really.
Sorry, Filson. We have got some antics going on here in our house.
A cat.
Cat antics. She's like freaking out. So we're not laughing at you. We're laughing at the cat.
Yeah, how appropriate. Now you're going to think we're laughing at
you. Yeah, no, it's the cat. She's like growling and freaking out because she wants to go outside. Anyway, okay. So glad you feel better. And you, how many times a week do you go to class? Twice?
Two times.
Three? So.
Two.
Oh, no, I said two. Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah,
two.
You did.
I thought you said three. Okay, so two times a week isn't too bad, and you're almost done with the class. I just wish you had a better instructor. I mean, are you getting something out of this instructor aside from her immaturity?
I mean, I think she's good at her job for... Yeah, just objectively speaking, I think she's good at her job. I just don't know. There just is an energetic, like, disconnect between me and her and a few other people. And I just,
Well, that's what the ugly duckling said. He turned out to be a swan.
Exactly. So. I can empathize, Wilson. I totally understand what you're going through. But just take our words and move forward.
I will. And you guys made me feel a lot better. So thank you.
Good. Good. Don't linger on it. You know, don't linger on it. Move forward, get your license and you'll be done with this class, at least shortly. So take care.
Okay. Bye guys.
Bye-bye. Okay, we have 20 minutes left. We don't have any callers. I don't know what you want to do.
Well, just briefly, you know, I mean, a lot of our lives are scripted, as we were saying before. And it can drive you crazy if you think you're actually reading the lines of a script simultaneously.
Then we're talking about predestiny. I mean, reading a script, that means your life is predestined.
Yeah, but you see, it's a redundant. That's a redundant contradictory.
Destined.
You have destiny,
destined,
free.
I know.
So
destined,
destiny
whatever.
Is forward and free is before.
Okay, whatever.
So it what it says is,
this is not
that
English
it
class.
Was determined.
Okay, destined.
It was determined. You're following in a
predestined, though. Predestined would be it was determined prior to. To
yeah.
the fact that you came
but
down.
Destiny
okay.
itself.
Is, I know, it's inclusive of that thought. I get it.
Destiny is not a completed thought.
Okay,
it's
so.
Forever within your grasp until it becomes completion. You could say it was your destiny. After it's happened, then it's past its destiny. So destiny is a sort of elusive word. It wiggles around. It's hard to grasp. when you look at it in the time scale. But more important than that is when you think of time as being circular, our past lives attached to our lives in one lifetime are linear. But with past life and karma, the linear line becomes circular because now we're attached to all the lifetimes we ever had, and now our lifetime becomes circular. And don't forget, the egg is not a line. The egg is round. It's oval. And it's oval for a reason. It's not really oval. It's circular. The female egg doesn't look like a chicken egg. It's round, its structure. At least last time I was swimming by, it looked round. So the
egg
is
round. It's oval.
The female egg.
What? Yeah.
No, the chicken egg is oval.
I thought
the female egg is round.
I thought. I'm sorry. I'm halfway paying attention to what you said, so I just thought you were talking about an egg. Egg.
Yeah, the female egg is round, I believe. And the chicken egg is more
oval.
Am I right?
I'm looking at a human female egg because it's only showing me they're actually round chicken eggs too, isn't it?
Well, they're not really round.
No, round. So there's two kinds of eggs. Spherical or ovoid.
There are some round chicken eggs. Yeah, that's right. Robins and sparrows.
No, they're talking about the female egg being ovoid and spherical.
Okay, they're both.
Okay, so we're both right. Goody.
So they're both. Anyways, what it amounts to, there's no egg that's just one line. They're oval. And karma makes our lives oval or circular. They're not linear. One lifetime is linear. So when we grasp the notion that we are returning on the earth to experience what we have experienced before and then graduate to a sense of transcendence, we have a circular existence. We have a call.
I believe we do. I think Dion wants to speak with us. Hi.
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 How are you?
Oh, the chicken came before the egg. Hi, Dion.
Hi.
When you came for a chicken.
That's actually a good conversation to have right around Easter.
Yeah.
Right?
No.
So,
yeah, I guess. But you probably won't be seeing too many human eggs in a children's Easter basket anyway. What's going on?
So the only reason why I'm calling today is to give confirmation.
Okay.
I don't want to get into the specifics, but I had a conversation with Kristen, and basically everything. I went today and I spoke to a different doctor because I had to get some pre-surgery stuff done or whatever. But literally everything that this other doctor said was like word for word what you said. I almost fell off my chair. Because I was like, whoa, I didn't even have to say anything. And, like, literally this lady basically said everything that Kristen said. But,
wow.
So I'm like, I got to call their show and let them know what happened because that was weird. I mean, I guess not if you're Kristen, but for me it was. I was like,
Well, I'm glad. I mean, you know, we can't give medical advice, as you know, but then, of course, you know, we preface our preceding comments with that disclaimer and then, you know, give our opinion, which can't be, you know, like held up in a court of law necessarily. But, yeah.
I mean, it wasn't medical advice. It was more of like common sense advice. It's just, I don't want to talk about it because it's like a female
thing.
No,
I know we're not going to get, we won't get into the specifics of it, but I know what you're talking about. And yes, I agree with what, I mean, I knew what I was saying was right when I was saying it. The thing that is surprising to me is that other doctor, what she was trying to do, and it made no sense to me. And I'm not a doctor, so what the heck? But That's what it is. Well, we appreciate the call. You have any other questions?
No.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you got it sorted out.
Yeah, me too. That was very stressful because it was like every time I told them what I wanted, I didn't walk out with what I wanted. And then I think it like you, it was weird because you go, I think you need a second opinion. And it just so happened I got a different doctor today. And the lady agreed with everything that, you know, I basically stated. And so I walked out with what I wanted, but it must have been like the second, I needed the second opinion or I needed the second doctor, but I feel much better, very relieved today now, like, because I signed my papers and I'm like, no, this is the only thing that I want, you know, and on both things that I wanted, I got. So it just took forever to get that done. What is
so
done
do you,
now?
Well, it's done. Do you get now, is this the same, but is that, I don't know if the doctor that you saw initially, is she the surgeon as well, or is it a totally different surgeon?
The surgeon was the second doctor, and the third doctor, which was like the second doctor after the surgeon, was in the same, they're in the same medical group. They all work together.
I see. So the surgeon is the one who gave you the second opinion, which is great because they're doing the surgery, meaning you're not going to be worried about what they're going to do when you're under. Because there are horror stories. I mean, you know, there are horror stories I've read, like in books where people get stuff done that they did not authorize. So it sounds like your surgeon is in agreement with you, which is important because you're going to get what you want in that surgery.
Well, it was actually the third doctor that had to go back and change the paperwork. The third doctor was the one that was in agreement with me, but she had to give me approval to change the paperwork, which she did. And I got copies of it because I knew that was one thing I was, I'd be like, Kristen would make sure that I got copies of what I signed. And I did get copies. You didn't tell me to do that, but I just felt
didn't.
In that moment. I'm like, Kristen would be like, get copies of that. So I did. So that's all.
Yeah, it was smart. I should have told you to get copies, but I said read everything that you sign very carefully because you want to make sure that you're signing to something that you're agreeing to. So that's very good news, Dion. Thanks for the confirmation.
You're welcome.
Okay, have a good day.
You too.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, I think we're going to wrap up at this time. So we are back on the air next week, probably around at like 10 or 11 on Wednesday. We can't do an 11 o'clock time on Fridays, unfortunately, or a 10 o'clock time on Fridays. But anyway, Wednesday, yes, we will be back on the air at either 10 or 11 a.m. We hope everyone has a good weekend and thanks for joining us today. Bye-bye.